the habit that certainly made my anxiety worse. And like all habits, they have something to do also with reacting to anxiety. And that habit was trying to be in control, hypervigilance, always trying to make sure that nothing bad's gonna happen. When I was very little, I shared this, you know, in other podcasts, I developed an OCD behavior, and it was about, you know, straightening carpets and praying a lot. I mean, we talk about lots, 50 times a day, pleading that there will be not a World War III happening, or that my parents don't get a divorce, or that my father, you know, doesn't have to go back onto the battlefield. And so I felt obviously anxious, unsure about the future. And so my plan was, if I can all do those things, make sure that these carpets are straight, make sure that God gonna hear me, make sure that I'm already thinking ahead to anything that could happen, and then ask for it not to happen, maybe then I'll gonna be okay, or we gonna be okay. And maybe you have not necessarily the same intense need to be in control, but you probably have also realized that you may control your environment, and that is a way for you to feel safe. Or maybe you control the size of your life and keep it in a pretty comfortable imprisonment, your comfort zone, because anything outside of that may feel too scary. Maybe you do often also control yourself, controlling yourself by not really speaking up, by not really sharing what you think, or by maybe also not drawing too much attention to yourself, you know, through what you're wearing or what you're doing. I mean, control is just the overarching theme that we feel will help us to mitigate that intense feeling of anxiety, but it does actually exactly the opposite. Because the more I liked to be in control, the more I was dependent on that feeling of control, and the less safe I felt. And, you know, control is a little bit like a band-aid. So let's say, well, another story about my control issues were when Danielle and I got together, and she did these longer road trips down to Eugene, Oregon, to meet her teacher with a group for these weekends. And we just got newly together and lived together. And I certainly was afraid of losing her, because that was in general a fear that I had. And so I asked her to call me at least twice on her six-hour road trip to get to Eugene. And it drove her nuts. She went, what's the matter with this guy? Why can't he just let me go and, you know, be happy when I'm back? And it really was something that, you know, she couldn't understand, because she wasn't dealing with that same control issue. But the less she called, the more my mind was spinning into, what does that mean? Maybe there was an accident. Maybe they had a flat tire. Maybe they were stuck. And we know that, right? How our mind can make all these fictional stories. And so how did I overcome that habit? And how can you overcome that habit? And I think it's a really important thing to realize, first of all, that control is an illusion. We are not in control. There is no way that we can control other people, or, you know, all the circumstances in our lives, or what's going to come, you know, in our journey. We're not in control. It's just a fact. We have control over how we are thinking, feeling, responding to whatever happens. That's our control. And I think the superpower we have is to stay calm and not to go down into this, you know, rabbit hole of what-ifing or imagining the worst that had happened. Now, it requires something that is, as I mentioned before, the antidote to anxiety, which is trust. Trust, ideally, first of all, in ourselves. And that's really important. I didn't trust myself. I trusted in my ability to control everything, but I didn't trust in myself to be handling, to be able to handle the divorce of my parents, or to be handling, you know, a loss or something, you know, bad happening to the people I care about. I didn't trust myself that I could do it. Now, over time, I realized I actually was able to handle difficult situations, and that built up some sense of resilience and also confidence or trust in myself. But it's a matter also of really thinking about it this way. You know, when my parents died, certainly a big loss. Both died within 3 months of each other. And, you know, especially the passing of my mom was hard because it was so slow and painful, and watching her just, you know, slip away within a week, it was difficult. But thinking about how I went through these emotions and how I dealt with despair and, you know, anger at her destiny that my mom had to suffer so much. Well, she was such an amazing, giving, generous, kind human being. All those things I went through, in the end, showed me, yes, I will have struggles, but I will get through those struggles. Yes, I will have maybe questions and feel, you know, despair, but I will find the hope and the light again. And it does give me a sense of I can trust myself. So go back into those time and really think about even the moments where you felt really almost destroyed, how you got yourself back up, how you find a strength within yourself that, you know, for a while may have not been accessible to you. And then trust that that same strength is still inside of you. Because when you trust yourself, then you also know that it's easier to accept that you cannot control everything. And of course, there are dips and downs and, you know, feelings that are unwanted, maybe even painful feelings. But in the end, it's gonna be something that you will come through and, you know, find your footing again. And that sense of trust is very powerful. It's something that really is easing the anxious mind who just believes that you cannot handle it and that therefore it needs to prevent bad things from happening. And that's the reason why it goes into overdrive. Now, there is also the trust in a higher power, God, whatever you want to call it, which I personally find very comforting. Maybe you're not inclined to this, but if you are, just open up and think about where good things happened. And there are countless stories that you can really come up with, and you think about that is really a synergy that I couldn't have planned any better. That was a happy accident that really changed everything. And I do believe there was maybe some universal force nudging this to happen, or this is where almost something bad happened. And there may be others, events that you have experienced where even if you're doubting in the existence of such a higher power, you may still wonder, that was lucky. I don't know how it happened, but this was, you know, almost magical that it happened. So that also eases that need to control, because you can say, well, I'm not in control, but, you know, a higher force will look out for me, will take care of the situation. And then there is also the trust in others. Now, the trust in others, I put on the third, you know, tier. I don't think the trust in others is as, you know, maybe available to us as the trust in ourselves or the trust in a higher power, because everyone has their own agenda. No one can really be, you know, controlled by us. We can maybe trust in general in a select amount of people that we know have our backs and they do our best or help us to do their best to support us. But can we trust really in everybody in the world? Probably not. And so that is something where you can say, I can trust that when I lean out, when I ask for help, some will support me. Not everyone, but some will support me, just like they can trust that I will support them. And that's maybe the best we can do. In general, I think we get into a slippery slope if we are putting our sense of safety onto others. And that's why I often say to people when they're saying, well, I just, you know, want to feel safe around other people. And I just say, yes, that is nice, but that's not up to them. Those people that you're around, they cannot, you know, have that burden of responsibility to make you feel anything. You have to make yourself feel safe. You need to know that, well, if these people don't appear safe, I can always leave. I can always, you know, just have boundaries around this. But the safety needs to come from within and not from others that are not really in our control. So a call to action when it comes to control is to noticing these little habits you have where you would say, I'm trying to control my anxiety and making actually my anxiety worse. So, you know, I have this ritual of always looking that the stove is off and checking the door twice. And that is something where you would say, well, am I really trying to control something and therefore getting always a little bit more anxious, you know, when I'm doubting myself, did I really check? Did I not check? So try to just, you know, get away from that habit. Maybe you're going to be very aware that, yes, I locked the door. I know the feeling. I can feel it. I don't have to go back and check again. So it's a knee-jerk reflex, this trying to be in control. And I do know it's hard to unprogram or deprogram ourselves from that need, but it's incredibly freeing. Because when you really think about how much time, how much mental energy, how much it also is an anguish when you don't feel in control because you need control like your emotional pacifier. When you are able to let go of all of this, you do feel expanded. You do feel more free, and you do also feel in general more at peace with yourself and your life. And you're not seeing this like a big whack-a-mole game where everything that potentially can go wrong, you have to whack down and be in charge of. So be aware of where control is still something you really, you know, hold on to tightly because it makes you feel better, and then gently chip away by this need of control. Take action when you need to, but also find that seat of calm trust in yourself and see how eventually it's really going to pay off, because your anxious mind doesn't always say alert, 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 look at this, look at that. You know, this always being on the watchtower for anything that potentially can happen. Eventually your anxious mind, who is also pretty exhausted by this, can say, I guess we're going to be fine. I guess I trust that not everything's going to be exactly how we want it, but we can make still the best out of any situation that comes our way. And that is the ultimate sense of peace from within.